In your face. I am thrilled to have Beauty Cadamish in the studio, who is the volunteer and student coordinator at Thorn Harbour Health. Welcome, Beauty.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. Hi, everyone. My name is Abdulrahman Katalamish. My pronouns are he, him. I'm the volunteer student coordinator at Thorn Harbour, and I want to always reiterate that sovereignty was never ceded, always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Absolutely. Proud supporter of all that here at 3CR. And Booty, I'm going to call you Booty because everyone calls you Booty.
Yes.
Tell us about your role at Thorn Harbour, because that's a big one, coordinating the volunteers and the students.
Yeah, we're so lucky at Thorn Harbour, like, to have so many volunteers that come and from the community and offering their support and help in so many different roles, all the way from like counseling, volunteering, peer support, reception, driving clients, visiting elder people, admin support, event support, policy writing, internal policy writing. There's so many roles, and we couldn't do any of our work without our volunteers.
Absolutely. Now, you have a huge week coming up soon. In fact, you've got a couple of huge weeks coming up. Volunteer Week, National Volunteer Week, is May 18 to 24. That's fast approaching.
Yep. Next week is National Volunteer Week, and it's a big time for us to recognize and thank all the volunteers for all the amazing work that they do, whether in Thorn Harbour or in Australia in general, but also to make a big buzz and encourage more people to come and volunteer and just try volunteering, because it's like a life-changing experience.
So it's changed your life. Tell us a little bit about what it means to you personally, but you know, how you ended up volunteering at Thorn Harbour, because it is a great story.
Yeah, so I moved to Australia 7 years ago, and I didn't know many people, and I was a bit isolated, and COVID happened as well 8 months in. So I started reaching out for different organizations to volunteer. So I started to volunteer with Thorn Harbour, but also volunteered with Witchboard and the Pride Centre and Inclusion Melbourne, and just kept myself busy and wanted to learn more about the community here in Melbourne. And there was just so many things to do, and I was very excited, and ended up winning the Globe Volunteer Award of the World, Volunteer of the Year Award that year.
Yeah, I remember that when you won the Globe Award, now the Pride Award. And what was so extraordinary was that list of volunteer organizations that you just mentioned. I mean, it's as long as your arm, and you were everywhere, and you were everywhere when you just come to Australia. So that's a great migration story, that you immersed yourself in queer volunteerism.
Yes, definitely. And I always say, volunteering helps me as a person to grow my skills and not be isolated, meet people in a sober setting, because as queer in community, you end up meeting people in drunk at bars and not great conversations happening, but having to meet people while volunteering and build a community around that, people who are willing to help, same-minded people. So we get a lot of it out of it as volunteers, but also organizations get a lot out of it. So it's a win-win situation, and there's no limit to what volunteers can do, because we're helping each other, basically.
And you must have really found a sense of community by doing all of that, and finding a sense of community in a really, really structured and series of safe spaces.
Yeah, I've met great friends, and and our queer community friends are almost family. So I've created a big family where I feel safe around, and feel I have people to talk to, call, or meet, and at the same time learn lots of skills. And now I'm working in Thorn Harbour as a volunteer coordinator, so it got me a job too.
You mentioned safety before. We were talking about inclusivity and safe spaces, and of course Sunday, this Sunday the 17th of May, is Ida Hobbit, the International Day Against Homophobia, Biphobia and Transphobia. That's a huge day for the community. What can you tell us?
Yeah, it's a great day I've been attending several The Hobbit events. Today we at the Aura Council, we raised the flag on Collingwood Town Hall, and yesterday at the Pride Center, the commissioner was there, the Hobbit Center for The Hobbit Day as well. And it's was commemorated, I think, in 1990, and it's the time when the UN stopped considering queer people as a disease and became normal people. So it's a big day for us, and it's always important to continue talking and supporting our community, as there, you know, like, the world has been going through lots of pain and atrocities from the what's happening in the Middle East, but also as a queer community, there's a lot of attacks towards our transgender community, and there's a big, like, right-wing wave happening. So it's always important to stay aware of that, and make sure that we are, like, ready to support each other through what's going to happen in the future.
Which segues beautifully into another event that's happening next week, which is called Love.
Yeah.
Tell us about Love.
So 2017 Love event started. Love is a LGBTQIA plus organization's volunteer event, and includes Switchboard Victoria, Victorian Pride Center, Living Positive Victoria, Transgender Victoria, Joy FM, Australian Queer Archives. We all come together collectively and celebrate our volunteers, because also many of the volunteers volunteer in all these organizations, or one or two of them. So it's like a big day. We like congratulate them and thank them for all the work, and they show how grateful we are. And like we give certificates depending on different achievements that they have achieved. Of like, some volunteers have been volunteering for 10 years or 20 years, or some volunteers have exceeded like 2,000 hours. So like, there's lots of like milestones that's being and this year we have like a theme of multiculturalism to also acknowledge the diversity of our volunteers, which also represents Australia, because actually one of the best things that I enjoy here since I moved to Australia, how multicultural it is. And it just like always makes me smile when I'm in the bus and there's like 10 different nationalities, 10 different languages, and I'm just like, it's just so exciting.
Absolutely, absolutely. And you've really embraced it, which is just gorgeous. And, you know, I wish people could see the big smile on your face when you were talking about the bus just then.
Yeah. I always take this example because I'm just like, I like PTV and public transportation, and here in Melbourne is really good. And just like, you go there and like, there's like, you can look around and there's like people from everywhere and talking different languages, discussing different things. And just like, it just feels like you're around the world, really.
You do a heap of volunteer work outside your professional role as the volunteer coordinator at Thorn Harbour. Tell us about your volunteer work outside of Thorn Harbour.
Yeah, so a couple of years ago, I was like, I'm of a Muslim faith, and during Ramadan, which is time that we like kind of like spend it with your family and community, and I didn't have that here. And with a couple of other queer Muslims, we started having queer iftars, and started Queer Muslim Norm, and it's been like growing for the third year this year, and like started from like having 20 people have attended our iftars to having 200 and 150 people attend our iftars. And it's been really amazing to hold this space for my community, and also learn so much about the diversity of Islam, because you kind of forget when you're like in Egypt, then like you're all Egyptian Muslims, but then there's like Indonesian Muslims, Malaysian, and there's South African, North African. There's like very diverse a way of how people perceive Islam, and having people talk about accepting their queer faith with their their queerness, with their faith, is just like amazing. I also volunteer with a group of people for something called CRISP, with a community resettlement program for refugees. And it's just something also that's really amazing, and I hope more people do it. So like if you and your five friends create a group and fundraise around $5,000, and there's lots of support how to fundraise that, you can invite a queer refugee and support them for a whole year, integrate them to the community. And it's just much better than having them have a caseworker, because when you are part of the community, you can show them the way, you can like be part of their lives. And and I've like supported two people so far, and like it's just a very amazing experience, like being saving a person from like wherever that they're not feeling safe, and creating a safe space for them, and welcome them to Australia, and just teaching them our ways. And it's just like very good experience.
Wow, so you actually have had the amazing, wondrous experience of establishing a volunteer group that does so much grassroots work for the community.
Yeah. Like we're literally all volunteers doing all these work, and it's just amazing how much people are like willing to give to community as well, and support us.
So what would you say to folks that want to volunteer, you know, say at Thorn Harbor?
Yeah. So if you want to volunteer at Thorn Harbor, go to Thorn Harbor's website, and we have an upcoming volunteer info session where we, on the 25th of July, where we show off all the amazing different roles that we have and talk about them, so you can understand which role suits you the most. And then the process starts from then to just like attend an induction, make sure you have all the checklist paperwork, and get you to know each different program that you want to be part of. And we're also very flexible. Like we sometimes volunteers come to us and tell us like, that's what my skills are, and I want to work on this kind of program, and I want to work on that. And we kind of like work around you to make sure that you create the, you give us the skills that you want in your way, in the way you want, in the time that you want, however you want it, really. And this is like, and I also like, yeah, lots of people come and just like, I want to volunteer and create this program and do this and do that. And then, oh, there's a need for this, we're going to do it. Like, as we always say in Thorn Harbor, we are community controlled organizations. So we always listen to the community and work around the needs that we need to be done. And if you want to do something, we're happy to support you.
Beauty, the volunteer and student coordinator at Thorn Harbor Health. It has been wonderful to meet you at 3CR today. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much for having me.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbor Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbor Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbor Health online.